We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a loss to Madison. In a game that was 32-12 at halftime, and then they scored 30 unanswered. But can you kind of just go back and about how close that game was early for you guys, and probably doing some things better and improving too?
Yeah, we definitely saw some improvement in the first half. We've had a pretty tough schedule right off the bat, and we've just been trying to get better. It's been tough. It's been tough. A little shorthanded, and when Madison kind of found a weakness in our defense, they kind of just kept going right back to the well there, and we just could never match up and stop their power run. On offense, it seemed like every time we had a big play, there was a penalty on it or an inadvertent whistle, So it really made it hard to get going. I felt like we definitely could have scored a few more times or definitely been down there in the red zone. So we've got to do better at being more disciplined, taking advantage of our opportunities when they're there, and cleaning up any penalties. And I think we'll be fine. Everybody starts over district play here. So it's just kind of a fresh start, I guess, to what's been a really hard beginning of our season.
My next question was to ask you, how tough was it to have this tough three-game slate to start the season, and it helps you getting ready for district play this week?
Yeah, I think it does. You got to look at it that way. Otherwise, people get down on themselves. And we're last year's team was more of a senior Latin team, and that same schedule I think helped us for sure. We only went 1-2 in that, but we played a close one with Linden, and we ended up beating Madison last year. So I mean, it helped us in the long run. This year, we're starting a lot of new guys. We've had some injury bugs off the get go, and so. It's still got to help us, and it can't carry over is what I'm trying to say. Whether we're 0-3 this year, it can't carry over and be like, feel bad for us. We're a bad team. We've got to believe in ourselves. And I think that we have the possibilities are still pretty high for us. We got to clean things up and get back to work.
What do you feel like you've seen improvement wise this week in practice?
Just understanding our scheme and trying to fit our personnel, and defensively we're shoring up some things. We're still trying to find where guys might be the best fit. But some of our freshmen that are starting are starting to play like they're not freshmen. They're still doing some things, but they're stepping up. And then guys that maybe not be freshmen, but they're first time starters, on our team, they're showing improvement, and that just comes with experience. You can't shortcut that development. They got to go through it. So, and our upperclassmen are trying to lead the way. A lot of them are our skilled positions, but, you got to have people blocking for you, and you got to have people knowing the scheme. So we're just still trying to develop. And I think in our district, if we can take some of the things we worked on and, if it'll carry over, I think we can have a lot of success in our district.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to St. Paul to open up district play. They're 2-1 on the season. What do you know about them, and what challenges lie ahead?
They got a couple speedy backs. We played them last year at Lebo, and I thought we really kept everybody in check as far as not letting them get out in the open. They do have, like I said, some speed. So we'll have to contain that and then just doing our job on defense and playing more aggressive. And on offense, we got to clean things up, try to figure out the things that are going well. And then if they move guys around, we got to be able to adapt. And I think that's been the biggest thing with inexperienced guys is, you got to be able to adapt on the fly out there. The defense isn't going to do the same thing every play. And so just getting that experience with a lot of our younger guys
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at St. Paul, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, Dylan.
That is LIBO head football coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE Live and Local.